Okay, so tonight we're continuing in Maseches Tainus related topics, but tonight instead of one topic, I just tried to collect, well, it's all basically one topic, it's all about what the whole beginning of the Masechet is about, which is about Gevuras Geshamim, saying Mashav Ruach Mar Geshem, saying V'Sein Tal Amatar, and you have daf after daf, a lot about rain, just a lot of rain at the beginning of Maseches Tainus. It gets much more entertaining later on in the Masechet, but at this point it's all about rain, so I figured we do a collection of some interesting chidushim that Rav Soloveitchik had relating to these sugyas. So three separate chidushim, they're not related to each other, but I thought it would be interesting to go through these three separate chidushim. Question is, should we do them in order? Let's do them in reverse order, just to mix things up a little bit. So we'll, and also it will be that which is freshest in our mind for those who are doing tainus will come first. There is a Tosos, a Maseches Brachos and Daf, Chav Vav Amud Aleph, where Tosos writes, I think I have it in the Maromakom, is here somewhere. It's source number 18. Tosus writes, when the Gemara says, Tov lo spal arvis mispal shachr shtayim, that if a person misses a tefillah, so there's something called the tefillah tashlumin, where the next time, the next davening, you say two shmoneh esreis. You miss a mariv, you'll say two shachr. Tosus asks, first Tosus deals with a certain issue of tefillah arvis rishus, but then he discusses what happens if you forget not to daven, but you forget to say Yalla V'Yavo at Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and the next night is no longer Rosh Chodesh. So what would the halacha be in that case? So Tosus, meaning, what are the tzadim? On the one hand, if you forget Yalla V'Yavo at Mincha, so then you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. So L'chorot, Ki'ilu, you didn't daven at all, so you would have to do Tefillas Tashlumin. On the other hand, you said all 19 brachos Shmoneh Esrei. All you were missing was Yalla V'Yavo, that was the only thing you're missing. And you're not going to be able to make that up, because by the time you're davening Mariv, it's not time for Yalla V'Yavo anymore. So you're not going to be able to make up the Yalla V'Yavo. So you have this interesting dilemma. What does one do if he forgets Yalla V'Yavo Mincha? So Tosfos says, there's no point in saying two Marivs, because you already said Shmoneh Esrei. What are you going to do? You're going to make up the Shmoneh Esrei? You got the Shmoneh Esrei already. All you're trying to make up is the Yalla V'Yavo. There's nothing to make up, because you can't say the Yalla V'Yavo at Mariv. That's what Tosfos, that's the sheet of Tosfos. Now, Reb Chaim, in the, what they call the stencils, in the Chidushim and Shas, Reb Chaim suggests that when it comes to forgetting V'Sein Tal U'Matar, let's say the following. A person, when I first read this, I was thinking, if he's starting with that Tosfos, he must be going to, you forget V'Sein Tal U'Matar and the last tefillah where you're supposed to say it. But he says, no, much better. You forget V'Sein Tal U'Matar Erev Shabbos Mincha. So what are you going to do? You missed Erev Shabbos Mincha. You say, you didn't say V'Sein Tal U'Matar Erev Shabbos Mincha. So do you daven a double Friday night Mariv? You're not saying V'Sein Tal U'Matar Friday night Mariv. So Reb Chaim in the Chidushim and Shas suggests that if you forget V'Sein Tal U'Matar Erev Shabbos Mincha, you still need to daven twice because at Mariv, because over here you were mishanim imatbeah shetov v'cham bebrachos, you changed the whole nusach of the bracha. The nusach of the bracha is supposed to include v'sein tal u'matar, so it's ki'ilu, instead of saying the bracha of, I don't know, of rifa'enu, you decided to read the box score of game 7 of the NBA. You said something that has nothing to do with the tefillah, you just inserted something else. That's not the bracha the Chazal instituted. Chazal instituted this bracha with v'sein tal u'matar. You didn't say it. The whole Shmoneh Esrei is a zero. The whole Shmoneh Esrei is a nothing. Unlike if you forget Yalla V'Yavo at Mincha and Rosh Chodesh, so you need to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, generally speaking, if you remember in time, because you have to say that Yalla V'Yavo. But your Shmoneh Esrei is still a Shmoneh Esrei. It's not that you took a bracha and ripped out the kishkas of one of the brachas of Chazal Rokoveya. So Chaim suggests that with V'Sein Tal U'Matar, if you forget to say V'Sein Tal U'Matar, you've destroyed that bracha, and if you've destroyed that bracha, memela, you've destroyed your Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore one would have to say a double Shmoneh Esrei at Marv. The problem with this Reb Chaim is the following. There is a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chav Tes, but it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, so you can just see it how it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In source number 19, in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin Hilchus Tvila Si'if He, Shulchan Aruch writes as follows: Im lo sha'al matar. If a person forgets, the same Talamata. This is one of the things that keeps coming up at the beginning of the time. It's the difference between Gevuras Geshamim and She'elas Geshamim. Sha'al Matar means a person didn't say the same Talamata. And what happens? V'nizkar kodem shomea tefila. And you remember before Shomei Tefillah, without reading the end of the sentence. So you're in the middle of Shemon Esrei, right? You're in the middle of Ala Tzadikim or something, and you're thinking about whatever it is that you're thinking about. I'm doing an interview with, I mentioned to Sham Shibor, I'm doing an interview with Rabbi Willig soon. So I was thinking, I don't have enough Shemon Esreis between now and then to think of all the questions that I want to ask. But you're in the middle of one of the brachas in the middle, and you realize, I forgot the Saint Halamater. So what do you do now? Now let's think about this. Before we read what the Shulchan Aruch says and what the Gemara says, if Reb Chaim is correct, that when you skip the same Talmud Matar in its proper place, in Baruch Aleinu, you skip the same Talmud Matar, you've ripped the kishkas out of the bracha and you haven't said that bracha, so what should the halacha be? Go back, at least to that bracha, go back. Because you haven't said that bracha. Yet what does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Ein machzirin oso v'shoel b'shomei atfila. You don't have to go back. You can just say it in Shomei Tefillah. Oh, say it in Shomei Tefillah. That makes it sound like my brach of Baruch Lin was fine. It's just that I didn't do the same Talmud, so I'll be Yotzei the same Talmud later in Shomei Tefillah. Well, if that's the case, then L'chorah, Reb Chaim is incorrect. Because Reb Chaim had said that if you forget the same Talmud or Erev Shabbos Mincha, you're going to need to daven twice Mariv on Friday night because you ripped the kishkas out of the whole bracha. You didn't say the whole bracha. You didn't say the whole Shemon Esrei. Well, apparently that's not true. You did say the bracha. You just didn't say the same Talmud. And if there's a way to make up that bracha later, then that's perfectly fine. So Rav Soloveitchik suggests as follows, and this chiddush from Rav Soloveitchik is in the Sefer Harei Kedem. Rav Michal Shurkin put together a number of Rav Soloveitchik's chidushim related to the Moadim, and now he has a third volume actually that relates to Shabbos, and a number of Rav Soloveitchik's beautiful chidushim, and he writes it very, very well. I'm told his son-in-law, who is Baruch David Schreiber, who's not a son-in-law. Baruch David Schreiber is one that pays for the publication of all these of the Harei Kedems. Is a friend of mine from Lawrence. Told me that the one who really writes it is not Rav Michal Shurkin. Rav Michal Shurkin gave his notes to his son-in-law, who's a grandson of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he's the one that wrote it and that put it all together. And he said he's a gevaldige Talmud Chacham, and he's a very, very clear writer, but it's almost like third hand already. But you know, by the time it gets written, but be that as it may, that's who wrote the Sefer. It's not Rav Soloveitchik from YU, Rav Soloveitchik from Boston. Whatever, that's another story. It doesn't. Okay, but in the Gaivit of Boston suggests the following in Harei Kedem. He suggests that maybe you could explain this Reb Chaim, because you know you got to explain Reb Chaim. It's not that Reb Chaim is wrong. I mean, Reb Chaim didn't miss that Gemara and Brachos, obviously. So he says maybe you could explain the Reb Chaim based on the Machlokas Rishonim at the beginning of Maseches Tainus. If a person forgot the Saint Talmatar in Baruch Aleinu, so what do we say in Brachos Hashanim? What do we say? Okay, so Shulchan Aruch passes Gemara and Brachos says you say it in Shomei Tefillah. What happens if you forget it in Shomei Tefillah? He's about to start Sim Shalom or something. And he realizes, I still haven't said the same Talmud Matar at any point in my Shemot Esrei. What do you go back to? So this is a Machlokas Rishonim. Tosos im Maseches Tainus Daf Gimlam Beis Dibra Maskul B'Yemos HaChama, which is also in the Marmakomos here in source number 20. V'heicha delo Omar B'Shomei HaTfilah Inizkar Kodem Sha'aka Raglav. If you remember before you took your three steps back, chozer l'shomei tefila, go back and say it in shomei tefila. V'ilo, and if you don't remember till after you finish the Shemon Esrei, chozer l'rosh bein lo amar geshem bein lo amar v'sein talam matar. And that's true whether it's amar geshem or v'sein talam matar. Whatever it is, if you missed it entirely and Shemon Esrei is over, so go back to the beginning of the Shemon Esrei. Fine. So what does it say? If you miss it and you realize before your Shemon Esrei is over, don't go back to Baruch Aleinu. Go back to Shomei Tefillah, and that's where you should insert it. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tefillah, and see his Kepayim Parak Yud Halach Tes, source number 21, Mi sheshachach she'elo bebirchus hashanim, im nizkar kodem Shomei Tefillah, shol seg shem b'Shomei Tefillah, if you forgot it in Birchas Hashanim, but you remember before you get to Shema Tefillah. So like we said, that's a Beferish Gemara, that's a Beferish Pesach and Shulchan Aruch, so that's obviously drawn from the Rambam, that you would say it in Shema Tefillah. Vim achar shebirich Shema Tefillah. But if you only remember after you said Shema Tefillah, but before you're done with Shmona Esrei, Chozer leBirchas Hashanim, you go all the way back. Go back to Birchas Hashanim. You don't go back to Shema Tefillah. You go all the way back. And if you only remember after you already finished Shmona Esrei entirely, then obviously you're going to have to daven again. But here's the Machlokes Rishonim, Tosfos in the Rambam. Person forgets to say V'Sein Talamatar in Birchas Hashanim. He forgets again in Shmona Tefillah. He remembers after Shmona Tefillah that he had not yet said it. So where does he go back to? Does he go back to the more recent bracha of Shmona Tefillah, or go back to where it really belongs at the beginning of the Shmona Esrei? So Salvation explains that the machlokas as follows. That maybe what the Rishonim are debating is as follows. Tosos holds that She'ilas Geshamim is a chiyuv that's unrelated to the Nusach HaBracha. It's a separate chiyuv, just like Yalav Yavo is on Rosh Chodesh, where you have to insert a separate component that's not really directly part of the bracha. It's an insertion into the Shmona Esrei. So Tosfos holds that's the way we view V'Sein Talamatar, that it's an insertion into the Shmona Esrei. It's not; it doesn't become part of the Nusach HaBracha. So then you can just go back to Shema Tefillah. You have to insert it into the Shmona Esrei. So what, you're going to go back and say all those brachos over again, starting from Birchas Hashanim? That's crazy. Why would you say all those brachos over again? You just need to insert it somewhere that it fits. The closest place that it fits is Shema Tefillah, right? That makes the most sense. Whereas the Rambam, when the Rambam says, no, you got to go back to the Birchas Hashanim, the Rambam must understand that it's part of the Nusach HaBracha. That when the V'Sein Talamatar is inserted into Birchas Hashanim, it's inserted there because that now becomes the Nusach HaBracha. It's not just a special insertion. The Nusach HaBracha, during those times of year where you say the V'Sein Talamatar, now includes the V'Sein Talamatar. Why then do you say in Shomei Tefillah if you miss it in the V'Sein Talamatar? Because there's a Tashlumin. Meaning missing V'Sein Talamatar in Birchas Hashanim is not the end of the world. It's true, your Birchas Hashanim was terrible, but you can revive it with a Tashlumin, much like if you miss one Tefillah. If you miss a Tefillah, you could have a Tefillah's Tashlumin. Why? If you have a Tefillah's Tashlumin, it means you really said the previous Tefillah? No, you didn't, but there's a way to make it up. So here's an inyan of Tashlumin within a Shmona Esrei. That it's not, we're used to Tashlumin, I miss a mincha, I miss a shachris, I'll daven a double mincha. So that's the Tashlumin we're used to. But over here you have a Tashlumin within Shmona Esrei. I miss V'Sein Talamatar within Birchas Hashanim, that destroys my Birchas Hashanim, but there's a Tashlumin by mentioning V'Sein Talamatar in Shomei Tefillah. Why Dafka in Shomei Tefillah, of all the brachos? Because it's the last of the brachos Hamtzayos. It's the last of the middle brachos, the last of the core part of Shmona Esrei. There's the first three, there's the last three, and then there's the meat of the Shmona Esrei. So at the end of that, that's where you make up all your Tashlumin, whatever you missed. Well, where do we ever find that Shomei Tefillah is a place to just make up random things that you missed, that there's a din of Tashlumin in Shomei Tefillah? So Bir Halacha writes, of course there is. Bir Halacha writes, let's say you forgot, he says, if you look in the beginning of that Bir Halacha, source number 23, in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, L'chor Nir Duadinim Chiser B'Shar Bracha, Dover Shumekar Bracha, Kigon, Shechiser Inyan Kibbutz Golios, B'Birchas Tka B'Shofar. I don't know what exactly the guy said in the bracha of Tka B'Shofar, but somehow he missed Kibbutz Golios in that bracha. So you're saying a bracha, and you somehow you said the bracha of Rafeinu, somehow you missed the whole idea of Rafua in the bracha of Rafeinu. I don't know what part you said of it, but somehow you missed some Iker Inyan of the entire bracha, where obviously the bracha is a zero. Obviously it destroys it, meaning if you miss Kibbutz Golios in Tka B'Shofar, you missed Tka B'Shofar, you missed the bracha. Nevertheless, you're allowed to make it up in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah. And he says the raya, he has a raya from Tosfos. We're not going to get into the exact raya, but that's that we see that Shomei Tefillah has this additional element of being a tashlumin for whatever was missed before. So, says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe that's the explanation of Reb Chaim. What did Reb Chaim say? that v'sein talumatar, missing v'sein talumatar, is destroying the bracha. It's as if you didn't say the bracha at all. So if you miss v'sein talumatar at mincha on Erev Shabbos, you're going to need to daven a double Shmoneh Esrei at Mariv. At Mariv, I'm not going to say v'sein talumatar, yeah, but at least I'll say Shmoneh Esrei, at least I'll say a proper tefillah. Missing v'sein talumatar at mincha on Erev Shabbos, it destroyed my whole tefillah. Why did it destroy my whole tefillah? Because it's part and parcel of the nusach ha-bracha. It becomes a critical component of the bracha itself. But we asked, wait a second, if it really becomes a critical component of the bracha itself, then why is it that you can make it up in Shomei HaTefillah? So Salvechik says, very simple. You can make it up in Shomei HaTefillah, midin tashlumin. It's not that, you got to stick the Saint Talamatar somewhere. So where does it make sense to stick it? You could stick it in Berachas Hashanim, you miss that, stick it in Shomei HaTefillah. So you just look for a good landing spot for the Saint. No, that's Shitas HaTosfos. That's what Tosfos would say. You just look for a good landing spot. So if you missed one at Berachas Hashanim, okay, so land it in Shomei HaTefillah. And if you missed there, go back to Shomei HaTefillah. Because you just need it to land somewhere. It's just somewhere that the Saint Talamatar has to land. But that's not the Shitas HaRambam. The Shitas HaRambam Rambam is that without the Saint Talamatar, you don't have a bracha. And without a bracha, you don't have a Shemoneh Esrei. Why can I make it up in Shemoneh Tefillah? That's a din in Tashlumin. That's a separate din of Tefillah's Tashlumin within a Shemoneh Esrei. The problem with this is the Rush at the beginning of Masechas Tainis quotes from the Ravya that if you forget the Saint Talamatar in Birch Sashanim, but haven't started the next bracha yet. So what would we say? Let's think about it. You said the whole Birch Sashanim, you conclude the bracha, you finish it. But you didn't yet start the next bracha. What do you do now? Yeah. What?
Go back
to that bracha, right? Say the whole bracha. Well, let's think. If you hold like Tosfos, that the Saint Talamatar just needs a place to land, right? It's not really part of the bracha of Birch Sashanim. It just needs to be said somewhere. Right? You just need to put it somewhere.
Keep going.
So keep going and what? So one possibility would be keep going and just put it in Shomei HaTefillah because it's got to land somewhere. So land it in Shomei HaTefillah. Or perhaps even just say it right now. The Saint Talamatar. Meaning I'm not in the middle of another bracha right now, so it's okay. It's a perfect landing spot because it's not inappropriate for the previous bracha. It's not in the middle of the next bracha, so say it right now. But according to Tosfos, there would be no reason to repeat a bracha, a perfectly good bracha. Because according to Tosfos, that original bracha was perfectly good without the Saint Talamatar. I just need a landing spot for the Saint Talamatar. But if you say like the Rambam, that with a bracha, a Birch Sashan without the Saint Talamatar is not a bracha at all. And here you are, you just finished the bracha, you haven't even moved on to the next bracha, and you just discovered that what you just did was not a bracha at all. So what would be the solution? Then, like Dr. Bowden said, then you'd go back and just repeat that bracha. Because why? You're going to wait till Shomei HaTefillah? Why would you wait till Shomei HaTefillah? You could do it right now. You haven't gone any further. You could do it right now. The Ravya writes, don't repeat the bracha. Say the Saint Talamatar right now. It's an unbelievable thing. On its own. It's an island on its own. You finish Birch Sashanim, you realize, I didn't say V'Sein Talamatar, you haven't yet started the next bracha, just say V'Sein Talamatar, then move on to the next bracha. That's what Ravya writes. And the same is true, Ravya says, about Masha Baruch. You realize you didn't say Masha Baruch in its rightful place, you finished the bracha, you didn't move on to the next bracha yet, so say Masha Baruch, Marad Hashem. And then you go on. What emerges from that Ravya is l'chora that you can't say it's part of the Nusach HaBracha, because if it was part of the Nusach HaBracha, you should have to repeat it. So, according to the Rambam, it shouldn't work to do what the Ravya suggests. Now, what's fascinating, though, is that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Yudal, in Sivav, Shulchan Aruch writes, if you look in source number 25, Bamed varamamurim shemach zirino so. When do we make a guy go back and repeat? Kesholo amar b'yimos ha'gesham morad ha'gashem. When a guy doesn't say Marad Hashem, Haynu kishasiyim kol habracha v'hizchil bracha shecharecha. If you finish this bracha and you already began the next bracha, that's when you got to go back and repeat. V'az chazul rosh tefila aval im nizkar kodem shasiyim habracha. Yomer b'makom shenizkar. If you remember before you finish the bracha, say it wherever you remember it. Va'afilu im siyim habracha. our case. Even if you finish the bracha, v'nizkar kodim sheyischel atah kadosh, he's talking about mashav ruach now. And you remember before you say atah kadosh, ein tzarech lachzor elomer mashav ruach maragesha below chasima, and then you go on, atah kadosh. So Shulchan Aruch paskens like this, Rav Yah, but only when talking about mashav ruach maragesha. He does not mention anything about this, Rav Yah, when talking about the same talamata. Why not? Why doesn't he say the same thing? In Birch Sashanim, you finish the Birch Sashanim, you realize he didn't say V'sein Talamatar. So good, so say V'sein Talamatar now and continue with Yishmon Esrei. He doesn't say that. He only says it by Masha Veruach.
It stands alone, maybe.
What?
Alone.
Ah, so it must be that the Shulchan Aruch must understand that there's a difference between the two. That Masha Veruach is just looking for a place to land. Masha Veruach is like Tosus's model. It's a Haskara that has to go somewhere. The most logical place for it to go is where we put it, in the Chaim Mason, but if not, okay, so you put it afterwards, and that's okay too. It doesn't ruin the whole bracha when you fail to mention it. But the same talumatar, failure to say v'sein, that will destroy the whole bracha. And therefore, once you finish that bracha and you didn't say v'sein talumatar, you didn't say that whole bracha, you missed the whole Birch Hashanim. So that's Rav Soloveitchik defense of Chaim. That is vart number one. That is the first chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik relating to the sugyas in the beginning of times. Let's do the second chiddush. Now, the second chiddush, we're working backwards, but it's the second either way, because there are only three. So the middle chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik. There's an interesting lashon that the Mishnah uses at the very beginning of the Masechta. You know, whenever you're relying on people to keep a certain pace in Masechta, so first I was thinking, can I say a shir that relates mostly to Daf Beis and Daf Gimel? You know, that was like last week's stuff. But it's probably always safer, like when you're relying on people to keep a certain pace, that stay about a week behind. So the Mishnah tells us in source number 7, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, however l'fnei ha'teva b'yom tov ha'achron shel chag, ha'achron maskir harishon eino maskir. The guy who's davening for the Faran Amud, I used to say for the Amud, but someone emailed me that that's totally incorrect. It's not an English word. It's Faran Amud. It's in front of. It's a Yiddish word. Okay. So the guy's davening Faran Amud on Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag, on Shmini Atzeres. So Ha'achron Mazkir, what does that mean? The Bal Musaf says Mashav Ruach, but a Rishon Eino Mazkir. The Bal Shachris doesn't. Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, HaRishon Maskir, Bal Shachris is still saying Mashav Ruach, HaAchron Eino Maskir. The Bal Musaf is not saying Mashav Ruach. Now, leaving aside the discussion about when to switch, when not to switch during Chazar Shatz, what about during the Salish, when that's right with the bang, without the reminder, all the interesting discussions that come out of that, how do we refer to the Bal Shachris and the Bal Musaf over here? We give them titles. The title of the Bal Shachris is HaRishon. Title of the Bal Musaf is? It doesn't say Hasheni, right? That would have been logical, right? Ha'achron. Okay, it's the last tefillah you say before you go home and eat lunch, right? Okay, not so crazy. Although Hasheni would have been maybe more satisfying, would have been a more accurate depiction of what the guy is. Okay, but we call him Ha'achron. That alone wouldn't bother us if you're only learning the Mishnah here in Tainus. Problem is, if you look in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Daflam Bezam Bez, Mishnah source number 8. Ha'over l'fnei ha'teva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah. Someone davens Faran Amud on Rosh Hashanah. Hasheni matkia u'b'shas halal harishon makras ha'halal. So what's he saying? The Mishnah say, okay, where do we do tkia shofar? Hasheni, meaning the Baal Musaf, but it's not calling him ha'achron. The Baal Shachris is called the Rishon in both Mishnahs. But over here, instead of it being Ha'achron, now all of a sudden it's Hasheni. So why does the Mishnah change the language? Do we refer to a Bal Musaf as Ha'achron, or refer to him as Hasheni? Now, anyone else asks this question, and you say, like, okay, get over it, you know, like, whatever, different Tanaim, I don't know, Rabbi was collecting from different Batei Medrash, you know, the teachings and it. But the Tais Yantif asked the Kasha. So Tais Yantif in source number 9, Ha'achron Maskir, Pirish HaRav, the Bartanura, HaMispalel Musaf Shemin Hagamayah Shavu L'fnei HaTev, B'tfilos Musaf Eino So Shavu B'Shachris. He says Ha'achron is the Mispalel Musaf because their minog was, as is ours, that the Bal Musaf is usually not the same guy as the Bal Shachris. Unless it's like, I don't know, someone with an iron voice who's a hired chazan or whatever. Usually it's a different person. Etc. Why is it that he's called Asheni over there and he's called Ha'achron over here? That's Tosiyantus Kasha. So the Rashash gives, I guess, what you would call the Balabatish Teretz. The Rashash gives, like, the, you know, what's the best translation of the Balabatish Teretz? Probably the correct one. You know, the one that's probably the simplest pshat. The Rashash writes in Source number 10, HaTosiyantus Diktek Madur Brashon Karile Asheni Vach Karile Ha'achron. It's nothing fundamental about the Bal Musaf on Rosh Hashanah versus the Bal Musaf by Shmini Atzeres or Pesach. No, v'linir de lahachi kamar hacha achron kedei lezugo, which should be lezugo, not lezono, lemilas haachron shekadam lo, to pair it properly with the word haachron that came before it. Why? What word haachron came before it? What's he talking about? Meaning, saying that you have to look whenever you're looking at a lashon of a mishnah, always look for terminology to repeat itself in the mishnah. It's a rule of mishnayos, and even if it's not referring to the same exact thing, it's easier for memorization when terminology repeats itself. So the word ha'achron actually came up earlier in that mishnah. Not talking about a bal musaf. What did it talk about? When do you start saying Mashiv Baruch Mar Hageshem B'yom Tov ha'achron shel chag? So once we're using the word ha'achron, we go back and we use the word ha'achron again. Okay, right? Meaning, and that makes sense, because they used to have to memorize this stuff. So it's much easier to memorize when you have parallel lashonos. And the Rashash says with a little bekiyus that it's a plia atzuma that the Tais Yantif even asks this kasha, because he himself, in Mesecha Shavuos, in the 7th parak Mishnah Ches, asks and answers in a different context this idea that the Mishnayos try to stay consistent. Tazyantav writes in Masech Shavuos, Nisgalgalo Shavuah l'makom acher. He says the word Nisgalgalo over there doesn't really mean a Gilgal Shavuah, it means Nischayevlo. But since the Tana used the word Megalgalin earlier in the Mishnah, so we use the word Megalgalin again. And he has it in other places as well, in Masech Rosh Hashanah. Tazyantav often comes back to this idea, that we just try to match the language. That's not a very Rav Salvechik type of answer, though. Rav Salvechik says, no. If you can refer to the Bal Musaf in some places as Hashem, and in other places Ha'achron, it must be reflective of some fundamental difference in the role of the Bal Musaf, or in the role of the halacha that we're talking about as it relates to Musaf in both of those places. Rav Salvechik suggests as follows. In Rosh Hashanah, what are we talking about? Ha'achron does what? The Bal Musaf does what in Rosh Hashanah? What was the halacha? Shofar. Is shofar part of Musaf itself? Or is shofar a separate component? So on the one hand, it's separate because you do shofar before. On the other hand, you do the al-seder, you blow the shofar, al-seder, malchios, achronos, and shofros, which are the brachos of the Shemona Esrei. In many communities, the minig, and including of Salvechik, the minig was to blow during silent Shmona Esrei as well. So Salvechik says shofar is always done during Musaf. It's connected to Musaf. Malchus Achronos Shofar is what makes up Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, you're never going to just decide, oh, you know, let's blow shofar by Shachris. It will never happen. Let's blow shofar by Mincha. A shofar is always, it relates to Musaf. It's a din in Tfilas Musaf. It's not a din in any other tefillah. It's a din in Tfilas Musaf. Okay, what are we talking about in our Mishnah Maseches Taanis? We're talking about when we say Mashiv Ruach Mered Hageshem. Now, is Mashiv Ruach Mered Hageshem a din in Tfilas Musaf? Or is it a din in the tefillah that comes after Shachris? The last tefillah before you go home for lunch. Is it a din in Musaf? Or is it a din in the tefillah after Shachris? So, Rav Salvechik suggests that Mashiv Ruach Mered Hageshem is not a din in Musaf. Meaning Mashiv Ruach Mered Hageshem ultimately is going to be something that we say in every Shemona Esrei. It has nothing to do with Musaf. Shofar is only done in Musaf. So Mashiv Ruach Moed Geshem is not about Musaf. It's just that that happens to be the second tefillah. That's when we start Mashiv Ruach. Okay, you know, you could say like the lamdas this way, the lamdas that way, but if there's no nafkamina, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah, and Musaf is always the tefillah after Shachris, so it's always going to turn out to be the same, right? Well, not necessarily. It's a very simple nafkamina. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Chav Zayin. What if you hadn't davened Musaf yet, and it's already the time for Mincha? The Baal Shachris goes on, you daven at Chabad, so they start at 10:30 in the morning. So they're not worried about Zman Kriya Shema, so they, whatever. And they go, and they go, and they go. And by the time you get to Musaf, it's already time for Mincha. So what should you say first, Mincha or Musaf? So what's the Svar for either one?
Tadir.
So Tadir Vishen Tadir would tell you Mincha. Mincha is more Tadir than Musaf. And what we probably intuitively would say Musaf because we're used to davening Musaf before we daven Mincha. But Tadir Vishen Tadir should tell you to daven Mincha first. Now if you assume that Tadir Vishen Tadir Tadir Kodem tells you to daven Mincha before Musaf, and it's Shmini Atzeres, and you know that the tefillah after Shacharis is when you're supposed to start Mashiv Ruach Moed Geshem, when do you say tefillah's kasha? Do you say it at Mincha, which is the tefillah after Shacharis, or do you say it at Musaf? Now, on Rosh Hashanah, there's no doubt whatsoever. Shacharis Rosh Hashanah goes a long time. By the time you're ready to start Musaf, it's ready time for Mincha. So you're going to daven Mincha first. So you're going to say, all right, we'll just blow shofar during Mincha. No way! You would never blow shofar during Mincha. Shofar's got nothing to do with Mincha. You're obviously going to wait for Musaf. But when it comes to Mashiv Ruach Moed Geshem, maybe if you'd have any Mincha before Musaf, you'd say the Mashiv Ruach Moed Geshem during Mincha. So says Rav Salvechik, Musaf is called Shnia in Rosh Hashanah because it's always the second karba of the day. So it's called Shnia. And that's a Musaf is always going to be called Shnia, meaning there's a Tamid Shal Shachar, there's the Musaf, and there's a Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Right? That sandwiches the Musaf. The two carbon Tamids. So Musaf is always going to be called Shnia. So in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where we're talking about a din in Musaf, you're going to refer to as Shnia. But in Maseches Tainis, we're not saying a din in Musaf. We're saying a din in the Tefillah that comes after Shachris. So then we're going to call it Ha'achron rather than Hasheni. That's what Salvation suggests. The difficulty is, like when you first, if you weren't told which Mishnah called it a Sheni and which Mishnah called it a Achron, and you just knew this din, that when it comes to Shofar, it doesn't matter what number tefillah it is of the day, you're always going to say it in Musaf. And when it comes to Mashiv Ruach Moed Geshem, it's only going to be the second tefillah of the day. So which one would you have labeled a Sheni? Right, you probably would have labeled the one that always has to be the second tefillah of the day. Mashiv Ruach Moed Geshem. That, in Tainus, is where it would have said Hasheni. And Ha'achron would be for the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. That's probably what we would have done. But, you know, we're presented with the Mishnah of Salvation. So he says, no, you know why Musaf is called Hasheni? So the reason I just alluded to. Musaf is always going to be called Hasheni because in terms of Karbanos, it's Hasheni. Why is it Hasheni in terms of Karbanos? Because there's a halacha. There's something called the Aseda Ashlama, that one is not allowed to bring any Karban after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. So even though, when it comes to Tfilas Mincha, we will daven Mincha before Musaf, maybe because of Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem, but when it comes to the Karban that's represented by Tfilas Mincha, you would never bring that Karban before the Karban Musaf. And by the way, that's the counterpoint. That's why you might say that even by tefillah, you should say the Musaf before the Mincha, even though Tadir Vishenu Tadir, because the Mincha is not just a Mincha, it represents a carbon, and the carbon can never come earlier. There's an Aseda Ashlama, they have to bring the carbon later. There is a Chazanish that he quotes. This idea from Rosalvich, by the way, came from this Sefer, Shiurei Harav, Alinyane Tfilo Kriyashma, not from Harei Kedem, from Shire Rav, Rabbi Gnak put together Rav Salvechik's Chidushma Nuchas Tfilo and Kriyashma. And he points out that there's a chazanish that holds that even the carbon musaf can come after the talmid shel ben arba'im, but luchara that's a huge chiddush because there's an asay d'ashlam. It's a din d'oraisa. The fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim is like all about this, that you're not allowed to allow ashlam kol karbon kulam. You're not allowed to bring another carbon after the carbon talmid. It's an interesting question in lamdas. Right? What happens if you bring a carbon after the carbon talmid shel ben arba'im? What did you do? Did you mess up that carbon that you tried to bring, or did you mess up your carbon tamid? Meaning, is it a din in the carbon tamid, or is it a din in the other carbon? Okay, it's a nice lamdus, and there may be nafkaminas, maybe, I mean, there's obvious nafkaminas, but there may be rayas one way or the other. Rabbi Ganak discusses that in one of his other svarim. Meaning, when you bring a carbon after the tamid shel ben arba'im, does that show that your tamid was a problem? Why would it show that your tamid was a problem? Because the din of the tamid shel ben arba'im is that it has to be the last one. So by bringing something after it, nothing wrong with the carbon you brought after it, but there's something wrong with the tamid, because now it's not the last one. Whereas, the other possibility is that no, once you bring the carbon tamid, that passels anything that you try to bring afterwards. The carbon tamid closes the book on that day. Once the book is closed, you can't reopen it. So okay, those are the two possibilities about the Aseh Dashlama. A third chiddush from Rav Soloveitchik. Back to the drawing board, back to the beginning. A third chiddush from Rav Soloveitchik. There is a discussion in the Mishnah at the very beginning. When do we start saying Masha Baruch Mara Gesher? So Rabbi Elazar says Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Rabbi Yeshua says Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. The Gemara adds a few more possibilities. Fine. Why does Rabbi Elazar say that it's Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag? So the Gemara says either we learn it from Lulav or from Nisach HaMayim. Right, something related to Lulav or something related to Nisach HaMayim. Tosos and Dav Beis Amid Beis says that the Gemara over there says that if you learn it from Lulav, there would be enough kamina between learning from Lulav and learning from Nisach HaMayim. If you learn from Lulav, well then Lulav is only a din during the daytime. Right? Lulav is only a din in the day. Nisach HaMayim is a din in the yontif, so you could already do it the night before. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So it says, tells us, what are you talking about? Nisachim, in general, are a din in karbanos. When are karbanos brought? Always during the day. The carbon of the chag that you're going to bring, which is the carbon musaf, right, is brought during the day. You can't bring it at night. So what's the Gemara talking about? A lulav is a din in daytime. So then you would only say during the daytime. But Nisach HaMayim, Nisachim is a din in the yontif, so that could already go the night before. So Tosfos writes that even though Nisachim of Karbanos are only after the Karbanos, Nisach HaMayim could be done from the first night. Why? He says like this, and he doesn't explain very clearly, so this is where salvation is going to come in. Tosfos says, there is a Gemara in Yuma Dav Chavav that says that the Nisach HaMayim is associated with the Tamid Shel Shachar. It's like one of the Nisachim of the Tamid Shel Shachar. And we know the Karban, the Tamid Shel Shachar, can only be brought during the day. But that just means that's when you're Mechuyev to bring the Nisachim, to do the Nisach HaMayim. But you're permitted, it's a Rishus, you're allowed to already do the Nisachim from the night before. Doesn't explain why. Meaning, Pashas, we would have said, it's a din in the daytime, you got to do it in the daytime. No, you're permitted to do it the night before. Why? Why would you be permitted to do it the night before? So Salvation explains as follows. And this, too, is in the Sefer Shir Erav in Yonet Tfilah, Simen Yadalit. And he says that there are two mechayvim in Nisach HaMayim. There are tzvei dinim. There's a classic piece of Brisker Torah. That there are two mechayvim in Nisach HaMayim. People can source them before. Asher Nir Lefadesh. Chada, mechayev number one is the kedusha sayom shel sukkos mechayevus b'nisach hamayim. Nisach hamayim is not a din in the sachem of a karban; it's a din in the kedusha of sukkos. Just like sukkos requires you to sit in sukkah, and that's night and day and whatever. A shechianu, that's night, and if you didn't say it at night, say it by day. It's a din in the yom; it's a din in the kedusha sayom. You say it whenever you say it. You do it whenever you do it. Whenever it's yontif. Now, from that perspective, nothing wrong with doing it at night. It's a din in Kedusha Sayom. But then there's a second din. There's a second mechayev of nisach hamayim is that the korban tamid requires a nisach hamayim. Just like korbanos require other nisachim, normally yayin, shemen, the korban tamid on that first day of Sukkot is a mechayev of nisach hamayim. And therefore, mitzvah lechatchila l'nasich hamayim biyom kedesh yitzar v'yachol gal l'karban. So what does Tosfos say? If you want, you could do the nisach hamayim the night before, but the best time to do it is during the day. What's Tosfos talking about? If you want, you could do it the night before because you'll at least be in fulfillment of din number one in nisach hamayim, that it's din kedushas yom. But you know when the best time to do nisach hamayim is? When you can get both dinim of nisach hamayim, when you can get both the kedushas yom element and the karban tamid element of nisach hamayim. So these are the two mechayvim. And he says, based on that, we could explain. This time, yeah, we could explain the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Meseir and Rabbi Akiva. What's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Meseir and Rabbi Akiva? When exactly is the time for nisach hamayim? Is it the second day or is it the sixth day? Right? We have that the mem yud mem, the funny drasha, v'niskehem, v'nisachecha, v'niskehem. So the extra mem, an extra yud, an extra mem. Oh, it spells mayim. So we somehow put it all together, and that's nisach hamayim. So the Rabbi Yehuda Meseir holds that on Yom Sheni is where the pasuk says Usiri Zimechad Chatas Milvad Olas Hatamid Umin Chasav V'Niskehem. Right, so it's telling us that there are multiple nisuchim, there are multiple nisachim, even though there are no nisachim for a chatas. So what's it telling us? It's telling us about the chatas, the tamid, and nisachim for multiple karbanos. But there's a problem because the tamid has nisachim, but the chatas doesn't have nesachim. So what do you mean? V'niskehem. As if there's nesachim for multiple karbanos. Oh, so that must be referring to nisach hamayim. There's an extra nisuch that we're not taking into account. That's nisach hamayim. And that relates to the karban musaf, but not to the regular nesachim of the musaf. How do I know it's not just talking about the regular nesachim of the musaf? Because we have a separate pasuk that talks about umin chasam, v'niskehem, l'parim, le'el, l'kavasam, v'misparim, k'mishpat. So what essentially you have is you have a karban chatas that doesn't get any nesachim. You have a Karban Tamid that does get Nesachim, but the Torah talks about two Nesachim, and there's really only one by the Karban Tamid. And then you have a Karban Musaf that gets Nesachim, and the Torah already talks about it directly. So the second Nesachim that it's talking about by the Karban Tamid must be the Nisach HaMayim. So Tosfos holds that Nisach HaMayim is linked to the Musaf. Why? Why would it be linked to the Musaf? Meaning we're taking this drasha and we're saying, oh, there's Nisach HaMayim here, let's attach it to Musaf. Why would you attach it to Musaf of all tefillos? Why not to Shachris? Well, why do we daven Shachris? Shachris is keneged the Tamid Shel Shachar. When do you bring a Tamid Shel Shachar? Every single day of the year, no matter what. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, yeah, every single day of the year. So that's not something unique about the Yom. That's not something unique about the day itself. What is unique about what's the only carbon that is unique about the day itself? Is the Musaf. So Nisach HaMayim, the way Tosfos must be understanding, the way Rabbi Yehuda Meseir rather must be understanding, Nisach HaMayim is a din in the Kedushas Hayom of Sukkot and relates to the Musaf. There's a second Mechayiv in the Karban Tamid alluded to in Viniskeha on the sixth day, and not just Viniska. So Rabbi Akiva holds that's the only Mechayiv, that it's Mechayiv in the Karban Tamid. From that other pasuk, meaning what Rabbi Yehuda Meseir and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about may not just be the timing, second day or sixth day, but which carbon is most linked to Nisach HaMayim? Why would you argue about which carbon is most linked to Nisach HaMayim? Because maybe you're arguing about what Nisach HaMayim is really all about. Is it about the Kedushas Hayom? Or is it about it's one of the Nisachim of the carbon Tamid Shel Shachar? If you hold this one of the Nisachim of the carbon Tamid Shel Shachar, then it should only be during the daytime. It should only be related to the Shachris. But if you hold that it's a din of Kedushas Hayom, you can already do it the night before. So we saw from Tosfos, Tzvei Din, that both of these dinim exist. Maybe each one is highlighted separately. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira highlights the Kedushas Hayom element, that's why he wants to attach it to a Musaf, because that's Kedushas Hayom. And Rabbi Akiva highlights the Karban Tamid element of it, of Nisach HaMayim. And that's why he attaches it to the Karban Tamid of the sixth day. Or the final possibility says maybe everyone agrees that the Mechayiv is the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov, but they're really disagreeing whether the Karban Tamid on Yom Tov is a Karban Shel Yom Tov or not. Meaning, we do Karban Tamid every single day. Does that mean it's the same every single day? meaning maybe just because it's called the same thing every day, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the same carbon every day. Maybe when you're doing that very same thing on Shabbos, it becomes a Shabbos carbon. When you're doing that very same thing on Yom Tov, it becomes a Yom Tov carbon. It's not the same as it is every other day. Maybe that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas. Okay, let's stop there.